Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Income tax deadline day. You know that, right? It's easy to file an extension if you have to, and you can go to IRS.gov. A lot of people stressed out today because of that. No worries. Take it easy. Take a deep breath. Here we are in spring, and I have a question. Have you ever seen the box tree moth? That is among many pests, and from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the USDA, we have a special guest, an agriculturalist. Catherine Bronski joins us. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, and thanks so much for having me on your show today to talk about Invasive Plant Pest and Disease Awareness Month, why it matters in Pennsylvania, and more widely across the country.
Yeah, here in Pennsylvania. So we know we've had the spotted lantern flies for the last few years, for a while, the stink bugs, and there have been others. What are some of those others that we expect that are hitchhiking rides to come to southwestern Pennsylvania?
Yeah, hungry pests are invasive insects and plant diseases that damage crops and agriculture and our forest trees, even your own backyard. And it's really easy for people to accidentally move them to new areas. So that's why we're on the lookout for it. And in Pennsylvania, you mentioned a few of the top ones: box tree moth, spongy moth, spotted lanternfly is there. We're also on the lookout for some pests that are not in Pennsylvania yet, like Asian longhorn beetle, some fruit flies, and some milk death. These are things that we hope will never get there, and people can really help to prevent the spread.
Now, we talked about some of these invasive pests, these bugs, but I don't think a lot of people think of invasive plants, of which there apparently are many in the country.
Yes, there's invasive plants as well, but the concern with these hungry pests are the insects or diseases travel with the plants that you're bringing in. And so we want to make sure people can do a lot to protect our plant health and agriculture nationwide by taking a few small steps. You'll be on the lookout for these hungry pests, detect them early, reduce their spread, and even report them so that we can know ahead of time to be on the lookout for them. And we have a great resource, a website that I would recommend everybody take a look at so you can see pictures of what these hungry pests look like. Go to hungrypests.com, and there's not only information there of what the pests look like, what the risks are for your state, but also contact information. So if you happen to see something that looks suspicious in your own yard, garden, in your community, you can report it to your local state agricultural official.
Yeah, I can see, since I've logged on, This is pretty expansive. I mean, it is really well done, and it's hungrypests.com, and it's estimated that, what, $40 billion in damages due to these invasive plant pests and diseases. So I know that when people are asked, hey, be conscientious of not bringing these invasive insects and plants into the region, what else and what advice do you give us as we get into the spring here? Things are starting to really pop.
Right. There really is, a lot at stake here. Every year, like you mentioned, it costs over $40 billion in damages to trees, plants, and crops. And we're protecting our farmers, jobs in agriculture, and the health and sustainability of our own livelihoods. And so be on the lookout for those in your vehicle. You can check even your wheel well of your vehicle can have egg masses from spotted lanternfly or spongy moth. Check your outdoor equipment. This is backyard items that may have been out there over the winter, and your barbecue and other things and patio furniture before you're moving to new areas. Also be on the lookout for your outdoor gear as you're traveling to new places. You can scrape off and smash those egg masses before traveling and therefore preventing a new infestation in a whole new area. And then clean your gear before returning back home as well. And that way you're not transporting a new population of hungry pests to a new area.
Agriculturalist Catherine Bronski from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. And Aaron, you now live in the forest. You just got a home with your husband. Have you seen any of these pests, spotted lanternflies?
Larry, I was getting chills as she was talking about eggs and your wheels and searching your furniture. But I do have to say, I went downstairs to check the laundry. Uh-oh. And when she said, I can't remember, the Asian something beetle, okay? I had to look up what it looked like because I saw a long beetle. It wasn't that kind of beetle, but I saw a weird looking beetle down there. And guess what I used to kill it, Larry?
Harmony.
I sure did.
Organic insect control.
Yep.
You know, this is a very unique because it's organic, but, you know, we talked to Andy Emrine from EB True Value about it. And I mean, it's something that really you should look into.
Cause, it's amazing.
Yeah. You have pets, you have kids, you have, you know, friends, you have people. You have people. And have you seen any stink bugs yet?
Yes. I've seen stink bugs more than any other bug at this point.
Spotted lanternflies?
No.
No, they're coming.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah, they're coming.
No.
Along with this, what is that, the box moth?
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen that.
Go to hungrypests.com and take a look, and then call Aaron and terrify her. Hey, we're going to check in with Lynn Hayes. Check out The Drive at 5. These are the top stories driving the news every weekday afternoon with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh Demand, the yellow van. And every Tuesday, we check in with our colleague Lynn Hayes Freeland live from Atlanta, Georgia. And you can see Lynn on the radio with our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. I have a totally unrelated question to anything, but I'm looking at you and I'm looking at me. And, you know, once I stopped doing TV on a regular basis, I stopped getting that no-glare lens in my glasses.
Yes.
Do you have that in your glasses?
I do. It's called
That's why I have a glare and you don't.
Non-reflective lens.
Okay.
And I got it way back when. Remember iTeek?
Yes.
Norman
oh, my.
Childs. Sue McInerney, yeah. Our old news director at KDK TV, took me over. She took me to Arnold Zigarelli's and said, fix him. And then she took me to see Norman Childs to get the non-reflective lenses. It's funny you would bring that up.
Yeah, well, I definitely have to. You know, I was thinking, well, I'm not on TV anymore. I don't have to worry about that. But then Zoom took on, and these kind of calls took on a life of their own. So I think I have to revisit it. You know, it's funny. You mentioned Sue McInerney took you there and took you to see Arnold Zigarelli. And I don't know what it's like now at television stations, but I do know back then there was like a team of folks that would get together and they would say things like, don't wear that blouse. That color doesn't look good on you. That lipstick has too much blue in it. You got to go this way. I mean, there were people that really, for those of us like you and I, who didn't have like this extensive background necessarily in TV, that just kind of walked us through and made us look halfway decent sometime on the air.
Yeah. And Lori wants full-time makeup. We used to have makeup people. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Lori Geiger. And that kind of made us unique, I think, when we had a full-time makeup person. And Lori was just the best. I mean, she would do things and she knew things that I knew nothing about.
Well, now that's all out the window. Meanwhile,
yeah.
I wanted to ask you, when I saw an all-female crew go up 24 hours ago, almost to the minute, Gayle King from CBS, morning anchor.
Yep.
Pop star, you had Katy Perry, you had the fiance of Jeff Bezos, who created Amazon, and he's behind Blue Origin, mm-hmm. Lauren Sanchez, and a couple of other women, who had experience. But Gayle said this when she returned to Earth.
It's oddly quiet when you get up there. It's really quiet and peaceful. And you look down at the planet and you think, that's where we came from? To me, it's such a reminder about how we need to do better, be better. Do better, be better human beings.
Not a bad way to be. Do better, be better. Would you have done
it? Yeah, I'm not sure that I make the correlation, however, with it being oddly quiet and do better, be better.
My take on that was she's suggesting that when you get there, there's nothing else. It's just quiet space. And it gives you a moment to reflect. And they were only weightless for 4 minutes, and then they came right back. To me, it's mind-boggling that you could shoot something up 50 miles in the air and have it come back and still have 4 minutes to be weightless and do it inside of 11 minutes.
Yeah, you know, that was kind of baffling to me. I'll be honest, full disclosure, maybe I didn't pay that much attention early on. So when I saw that they were coming back, I was like, wait a minute, didn't they just go? So that was a really short period of time. I kind of, off the top of my head, I'm not sure that I want to be among the first. And at this point, I'm not and don't have an opportunity to be. But I want to wait a little bit before I do it. But ultimately, would I like to go into space? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, they keep making, you know, strides and hints that we're going to be colonizing somewhere. I don't know. We haven't been back to the moon in a while, so.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Let's start there before we, you know, traipse off to Mars. The only Mars I want to go to is in Butler County.
No one nearby. Yeah, exactly. But I think it is interesting that now we live in an era where average civilians get this opportunity, whereas 10 years ago, I don't think that happened. And so I think that's an awesome development in our society and certainly technology that people like Gail King and some of the other ladies who went, and ladies, a full crew of women. I mean, that in itself was historic.
So what in the news cycle has your attention?
I'll be honest, this the mayoral race in Pittsburgh has really captured my attention, my imagination. I think I mentioned to you, I was in Pittsburgh last week, and I was surprised to see, well, first of all, there's a lot of money going into that race, which is unusual for a mayoral race in Pittsburgh. There's clearly a lot of television advertising money being spent, which is also unusual for a mayoral race in Pittsburgh. Excuse me. And of course, we know that in all probability, whoever wins the Democratic primary will be the mayor, will win the general election in November. But I'm surprised at how much interest there is in this race. And I'm hoping that it just translates into voter turnout.
And we've had Mayor Ed Gainey in studio, and we've invited Corey O'Connor to come in that same time frame. So he'll be in studio next Tuesday in our 8 o'clock hour. And then we are hosting a debate that'll be live on the air. I'll be participating along with Lenny McAllister, and we'll have some pre and post game and a chance to have a conversation. I think that will be a very important hour.
I think so too. So now is that on the 8th? Is that May the 8th? Is that the date?
That's correct.
May the 8th. Okay. I have to make sure that I tune in for that. The good news is I think that, you know, they're doing a lot out in public. They're going places. People are getting to ask them questions. And I think a lot of times it comes down to who's in the public, who knows what's on the public's mind. And the only way you're going to find that out is to get out there, go door to door or whatever, or opportunities like this one coming up on KDKA radio. So voters can't say that they don't have the information. Voters can't say, well, I didn't know, which is what I think there's a lot going on right now about the last November election. People are saying, well, I didn't realize, I didn't understand. There's no excuse for that. You just got to pay attention. And certainly the Pittsburgh media is doing a great job of covering this race so that voters have no excuse not to get out and vote.
Lynn Hayes Freeland will have more. And I want to ask you, don't answer now, if you're one of those last second tax filers or not. Is Lynn a procrastinator when it comes to tax returns?
Yeah, I knew that was going to come up.
All right. Coming up, and who's enjoying time with his family this week? We have our own Michael Bartley in the air, chair 10 until 2. And we continue our conversation with Lynn Hayes Freeland every Tuesday in our 9 o'clock hour. So, Lynn, what topics have touched you
well,
in
you
the past week?
Well, you asked me a question.
Oh, yeah,
you
before.
You asked me a question before the news.
Yeah. Are you a last-minute tax filer?
All right. So, I feel like I have to put this in context. So, when I was growing up, my mother was an accountant. So, she did taxes from her home office during tax season.
Wow.
And so, for the longest time, I can remember my dad. We lived in Oakland. My dad would leave the house about 11:25 on April 15th, go down to the main post office and sit in that line until he could get up to hand. They would have people on the streets collecting your taxes.
They even passed out pizza sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. When I was old enough to drive, that became my job to go down on April 15th. So that's the context. That's what I grew up in. Waiting until the last minute or getting them done at the last minute. Technically, my taxes are done. I just haven't sent them in yet.
Well,
and all you have to do is hit that button.
Don't feel bad. You're in good company. 33% of Americans wait to the last minute, and 1 in 4 wait to the last day.
Yeah.
That's today.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I think there's something, even when I know people, you know, if you have to pay, I totally understand waiting until the last minute. If you're getting money back, that part I never quite understood, but I did that too. You know, I would look and say, oh, that's a nice little haul, but I would still do it at the last minute. It's just a frame of mind because I was going to say, typically, I'm not a procrastinator, but I think if I'm honest, I probably am much more of a procrastinator than I want to admit.
Well, what's interesting is in our business, as you know, you don't have the luxury of, you know, stretching deadlines. It's either, you know, right. You're on the air, you're on television, you're on radio, you can't fudge that. So you on one hand are very organized and detailed and on time, and then other parts of your life, we don't have to do that right away, do we?
Well, they call that like the yin and the yang, because I think if you spend so much time, got to be here at this time, got to be there 5 minutes early, got to do the mic check, got to do this, got to do that. So then when you have some other things where you don't have somebody in your ear saying, get on camera, get in front of the mic, you take a little more time. So I will do it today, and I probably won't wait until the absolute last minute, but it'll probably be late this afternoon. And I don't know that that's ever going to change, Larry. That's just who I am. How about you? Have you done yours?
Yes.
Not one of those.
I'll be dropping them off when I leave here.
Okay. I was going to say, because I have a lot of friends who are those, as soon as the W-2s come out, they're getting them. They're calling saying, where's my W-2? I was never that person.
Yeah, and it depends on how complicated, you know, there are a lot of factors. It's not just how much did you make, send it in. You know,
right.
It's a little more involved than that. All right. What new? I mean, there's so many different things in the news cycle. What's on the top of your mind right now?
You know what? This whole national politics is really kind of bugging me. This story with Harvard, I think I am concerned when our government is getting so involved with our institutions of higher learning that they want to dictate what's happening in some of those campuses. And for me, that's not really a political decision. I just think that part of the beauty of higher education is it gives you, the student, a chance to explore, to learn, to start developing your ideas and your thoughts. And if the government has so much say about what's happening on our campuses across the country, that's alarming to me. And if they're attaching then the dollars that these universities get, that's even more alarming. So that story has really captured me. I want to watch and see what happens. I personally applaud Harvard for taking a position. I think that certainly, you know, HBCUs, the historically black colleges and universities, have taken big hits with so much pressure on DEI and diversity and making it go away. They're taking a big hit too. So I would love to see all of the, you know, not all obviously, but a lot of these college presidents come to the table, sit down with the White House and see if there's some common ground there.
I don't think we wanted more government sitting on our shoulders, overlooking everything we do, right? We expected the opposite.
Yeah, and I think that's it. You know, I mean, when you listen to the pundits, they say, well, this is what the people voted for. Well, I'm not sure that this is exactly what the people voted for. In theory, some of this may be what the people voted for. And I also, you know, the tariff conversation is one conversation, but you just don't hear much about the price of eggs anymore or the price of gas anymore. And at the time of the election, that's what they were leading us to believe, that that's what was going to make the difference at the polls. So I know that egg prices have dropped a little bit, I'm guessing in anticipation of Easter. But what happens next month when the price of eggs goes back up, when the price of gas goes back up?
Well, I think once the tariff thing is figured out and there's certainty, you know, the markets like a little more certainty. They don't like uncertainty. And we've seen the reactions throughout the course of the last couple of weeks. Hey, that said, by the way, Joe Biden is set to deliver his first public address since leaving the White House today at the National Conference of the Advocates, Counselors, and Representatives for the Disabled. So I'm sure we'll get some feedback from that. And it's Jackie Robinson Day. On this day in 1947, Robinson debuted for the Dodgers, breaking the modern-day MLB color barrier. And all the teams, including the Pirates, all the players, will wear number 42.
Well, we're number 42, and it's awesome that they're doing it again, especially at a time where a lot of these recognitions are being erased. On the Joe Biden thing, I am curious to see or hear him today, because if you've seen some of the video of him, he looks 10 years younger. He's got a little bounce in his step, and he's got, you know, some sun color in his face, big smile. So who is this guy?
We'll see. Lynn Hayes Breland, we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
See you, Larry.
Have a great Easter.
Thanks, you too.
Coming up, we'll check in with Michael Bartley, who's in for Marty Griffin next.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.